ज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद
और प्रेमानंद हरि हरि बोल श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 27 वर्स 32
वस्त्रोपवीत भरण पत्र गंधलेपनैः अलांकुर्वीत सप्रेमा मद्भक्तो माम यथोचितम् वस्त्रोपवीत भरण पत्रस्रगंधलेपनैः अलंकुर्वीत सप्रेमा मद्भक्तो माम यथोचितम् वस्त्रोपवीत भरण पत्रस्रगंधलेपनैः अलंकुर्वीत सप्रेमा मद्भक्तो माम यथोचितम् वस्त्रोपवीत भरण सगंधलेपनैः अलंकुर्वीत सप्रेमा मद्भक्तो माम यथोचितम् वस्त्रोपवीत भरण पत्रस्रगंधलेपनैः अलंकुर्वीतस प्रेम मद्भक्तो माम यथोचितम् वस्त्रोपवीतभरणा पत्रस्रगंधलेपनैः अलंकुर्वीतस प्रेम मद्भक्तो माम यथोचितम्
माताजी
वस्त्रोपवीतभरणा पत्रस्रगंधलेपनैः अलंकुर्वीतस प्रेम मद्भक्तो माम यथोचितम्
वस्त्र विथ क्लोदिंग उपवीत अ ब्राह्मण थ्रेड आभरण ऑर्नामेंट्स पत्र डेकोरेशंस ड्रॉन ऑन वेरियस पार्ट्स ऑफ द बॉडी विथ तिलक स्रक गार्लैंड्स गंधलेपनैः एंड स्मीरिंग ऑफ फ्रेग्रेंट ऑयल्स अलंकुर्वीत ही शुड डेकोरेट सप्रेम विथ लव मत भक्तः माय डिवोटी माम मी यथा उचितम एज इज एंजॉइंड ट्रांसलेशन and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My devotee should then lovingly decorate me with clothing, a brahmana thread, various ornaments, marks of tilak and garlands. And he should anoint my body with fragrant oils, all in the prescribed manner. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami quotes Lord Shri Vishnu's instruction to Amrish Maharaj in Vishnu Dharma Upapurana as follows. Absorbing your mind completely in the deity, you should give up all other shelter and consider the deity your ultimate well-wisher. You should mentally worship him and meditate upon him while you walk, while you stand, while you sleep, and eat. You should see the deity in front of you, behind, above, below, and on both sides. In this way, you should constantly remember my deity form. In the Gautamiya Tantra, one is enjoined to give the deity of the Lord a Brahman thread, if possible, one made of gold. In the Narasimha Purana, it is stated, if one offers to Lord Govinda a yellow sacred thread containing three strands of silk, he will become an expert in Vedanta.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरु दीनतारिणं परमानन्द माधवं श्रीचैतन्यं ईश्वरं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा। Like to seek blessings of all of you before I could speak, because again this purport is definitely beyond my realization, but some capacity that I have to understand, I will just like to express humbly. So in the purport it is quoted very nicely, what is the ultimate result of performing deity worship. Actually, here in purport, Lord Vishnu is instructing Amrish Maharaj. It's mentioned that one, you should do like this. He's saying, by absorbing your mind completely in the deity, you should give up all the other shelter. Consider deity your intimate well-wisher. You should mentally worship him. And then you should see deity in front of you, behind you. Although it's mentioned like you should, but definitely this is what he's talking about, is the ultimate realization of doing proper deity worship, that one is able to see his deity everywhere, in everything. So now here the question comes, because those who object on deity worship, they always say that, you know, God is everywhere. I remember many years back, one of my distant nephews, sorry, not nephew, he was my cousin actually, but he's quite younger to me. And he came here all the way, and he was standing in the gate. And I said, just come inside, have prasad. There was a person sitting here giving that small besan laddu to everybody. So please just come inside, have prasad. He said, no, I don't want to come. Why? Say, I don't accept this deity worship and everything. I said, that's fine, you just have prasad and go. But I said, no, I just want to stand here, because I said, he's Lord Krishna himself. Why you should even think like this? He said, why? Krishna is not there everywhere. He's not around everywhere. Why you only think that Krishna is in the deity only? Like that he was challenging. And obviously I told him that if he's everywhere, then he's in the deity also. So please come inside and have. But see, like people have their very strong egos. It's like, you know, unfortunately our society has come to this state. Even in the olden days, where there were people, somebody is, you know, following Advaita philosophy, somebody is following Dvaita philosophy, or somebody is within the Dvaita philosophy or personal philosophy of Krishna also, there are various types. But all these types were actually treated as opinions. They were treated as mata. So with people, you can have mata bhed, but you can never have mana bhed. In Gujarati there is a saying like this, that matabhed ho sakta hai, lekin manabhed nahi hona chahiye. So manabhed is something very wrong, and when you see such people, they are having such strong egoistic attitudes. It's all about manabhed. You know, I don't want to accept you because, you know, I have manabhed. How can I surrender? How can I let my ego go away? That's not the purpose. You can have a different opinion, but ultimately you are a person, I am a human being, and I understand that you are hungry. Please come inside, have prasad. I mean, it's as simple as that. But no, I won't come inside. This type of thing has to be given up. Actually, I don't know when our society will actually grow to this level of understanding, that they can understand that this person just has a different opinion. You know, you can always have a different, and opinion is something which is most difficult to give up nowadays. I mean, you can easily give up. Somebody says, okay, give up 1,000 rupees, I can give up my wealth. But give up your opinion, that becomes very difficult. So that's a big problem, and it needs to be addressed. But anyway, so coming back to, so he just did not come inside. But here we see somebody may start with something as straightforward as deity worship. He is considering that Krishna is there in the deity. That is how Kanishtha Adhikari is, right? And Kanishtha Adhikari is supposed to start deity worship. So Archayam Eva Haraye. Krishna is there in deity only. That is the initial beginning of one's Shraddha. Even from that state, if somebody very sincerely follows the process of sadhana and process of deity worship, ultimately you can reach this particular level where you can actually see Krishna everywhere. So there is no need to stop deity worship. So this particular challenge, like, you know, why should I worship the deity if God is everywhere? That has no basis, either in the philosophy or even in the outcome. It has practically no basis. And one example I would like to quote here, I felt that example was very relevant, not because of the content, just the content. The content was definitely relevant. But a personality who once visited our temple and who was sitting in this very place, and he gave an example, an analogy, to understand that if God is everywhere, still why do we worship Him in the form of deity? And that person was none other than His Holiness Pejavar Math Swami, and he's no more now. But he was sitting here, and I remember he gave a fantastic example. This is probably 97 or 98, many, many years back. 99 he came. Yeah, thank you, Prabhu. So he came and he gave this example. He said, people ask this question that if God is everywhere, why do I still need the deity? He said, just like nowadays there is this FM radio which is very famous. And that time I remember FM radio had just picked up and it was really becoming a hot thing everywhere. I mean, there was an age where people came out with radios, and then they started the era of television. And then FM radio is like going one age back. But actually it became more famous than the television, because, you know, people could hear it while driving, people could hear it while walking, talking. It really became very famous. And he gave that example. He said, just like this FM radio, he said, the waves of those FM radio are everywhere. But can you hear them? On a one particular station, even right now, our 106 FM that we have here in temple. 106 FM is everywhere. It's going everywhere. In fact, people around the buildings and everywhere, that 10 FM, the electromagnetic or radiomagnetic waves, whatever they are, I'm not so expert in that, but they are everywhere, but you're not able to hear them. But if you want to hear them, then you need a radio, right? And then you need to tune that radio to that frequency, and the moment you tune it to that frequency, you are immediately able to hear that same sound vibration. Similarly, God is everywhere, but you have no access to Him. But if you can tune a particular deity by the process of prana pratishtha, by a process of blessings from a great acharya, a great devotee, then immediately all the potency of that deity, everything immediately appears in that deity, and you can actually hear and speak to that same personality. That was the example that he gave. A very powerful and practical example. When one does a proper type of deity worship like this, then slowly, slowly what happens is that one heart starts becoming purified. Just to gather on the benefits of deity worship, I believe some days back I was given a chance to speak on Bhagavatam, and I spoke on deity worship. The one example actually I forgot to give that time, just to show about the impact of deity worship. And that was this recent event which happened of Ati Varada. How many of you actually saw, went and had a darshan of Ati Varada? It was a 45-day event only, right? And so I was comparing the people who object deity worship, and then there was a person who sort of came out with the whole elaborate movie to smash this idea of deity worship, and the movie earned around 300 crores on box office. So 300 crores was earned by just me, and where did this entire 300 crore go? It went into the pocket of that producer. It went into that one small company. They were the only beneficiary of this 300 crore. Do you know how much economy was actually generated because of this Ati Varada? And it's very interesting. The hundi collection of Ati Varada was only somewhere around 115 crores. Not more than that. That's it. Or maybe even less than that. Some 100 crores. Some very meager earning was in the hundi. And the government, they had put up a budget of 39 crores for managing the entire festival. They crossed that budget. 39 crores they crossed. Sorry, the hundi collection was only 17 crores, not 117. Only 17 crores was the hundi collection of the entire Atiwar of the festival. 45 days. 45 days, right, Prabhuji? Yeah, 48 days. And the budget was already more than, so the hundi collection did not even fulfill the budget. It was less than the budget. 29 crores was the budget. They crossed the budget. And they crossed the budget and they immediately, the municipality came in and they said that now we have an extra expense of 11.7 crores that we spent on our workers and working everything. So now, you know, we need it from you. And by the time the municipality goes, the police department came and they said that we have another 45 crore of bill from you. So 45 crore, 11.7 crore and on, this is on top of this 29 crore and the hundi collection only 11 crore. So, the government bore the entire expense of the festival, the Tamil Nadu government. So hats off to them actually. I mean, people have lot of accusations against them, but in this particular case, they bore this entire expense. The question is, where is this entire money going? This money is going to salaries of those workers who worked, those policemen who worked, the people who worked, and they are actually getting that money. So money is actually going in the pocket of all the people. And this is just, this whatever 100 crore is just going to the people, what to speak of the all airline industry. Because I remember the flight with which I was going, there were 3-4 people sitting there. And I was probably going after some 20 days or 30 days. So how much any the airline industry must have earned because of people visiting there. How much these whole local rickshawalas and local people dropping them. And the hotel, I had booked one room in some shady hotel somewhere which was on the almost outside this Kanchipuram area. It was close to this birthplace of Ramanujacharya. What is the place called? Getting the name. Sri Perambatur, yeah. So somewhere on that, it's quite far from the main place, and that room costed me 5,500 rupees for a few hours. And that also, when I went in that room, the AC was not working and nothing. So such a shady type of room was 5,500. So you can imagine the amount of money earned by the hotels. And all this money actually went in the pocket of people. So a deity comes, stays for only 48 days, and everyone gets benefited. And somebody comes and propagates against deity worship and the entire money goes in that person's pocket. Is there any comparison also? So who says that deity worship is wrong? Who says that deity worship is not beneficial to entire humanity? You take any aspect, and I don't know, like people always say that this famous dialogue, you know, you put that milk on Shivalingam, better feed that milk to a poor person. But in Radha Gopinath temple, you have Abhishek, and entire milk is collected actually. Nothing goes waste. And so many poor people, rich people, everybody comes there and they all have that Charanamrut. And in fact, there is more struggle for, there is in fact a grey market for Charanamrut, which is there in the ashram. I will not tell you the area where it happens. I mean, you have to have contacts to be able to get that Charanamrut. And otherwise, you will just get that one small glass. It's like a whole parallel economy of Charanamrut. It's like fantastic. So the most expensive item in the temple is actually Charanamrut. So you can just see, I mean, everything gets consumed by people. So sorry, I just need to refer to my notes. And the beauty of the process of deity worship, if it's offered in the correct way, is the outcome which is mentioned here, that one gets complete absorption. And one verse which comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which actually describes the very same text, it says, Sthavar jangam na dekhi tar murti, sarvatra hai nija ishtadeva sphurti. So once, by following deity worship properly, a person, when he sees everything, sthavar and jangam, whether he sees moving objects or non-moving objects. Na dekhi tar murti. He is actually not seeing those dead objects. In fact, sarvatra hai nija ishtadeva sphurti. That means he is actually seeing his worshipable Lord in everything. And this is the gradual evolution from the Kanishtha Adhikari to the Uttam Adhikari, which actually takes place by simply following the process of deity worship nicely. So in Kanishtha Adhikari, a person feels that my Lord is only in the deity. He is not there in the devotees, he is not there in the people, he is nowhere, he is only in the devotee. Archayam eva hare pujam ya shaddhayate natat bhakteshu chanyeshu sa bhakta prakruta smuta. So the Lord is there, but it's only in the deity, and I will give everything to the deity. But when the person reaches to the level of Madhyamadhikari, he says, oh, he is not just in the deity, but he is there in the human beings, he is there in the animals, he is there everywhere, and I need to worship these human beings also and animals also. That is Madhyamadhikari. And when that person becomes Uttamadhikari, he sees that Lord not only in the living beings but also in the non-living beings. Sthavar jangam dekhi na dekhi tar murti. Even in the non-living beings, and see the level of a Uttamadhikari, the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam which is given by the Navayogendras, it says that Bhagavad Bhavam Atmanah Sarva Bhuteshu Yah Pashyet Bhagavad Bhavam Atmanah. So there are two meanings of this verse. Sarva Bhuteshu Yah Pashyet Bhagavad Bhavam Atmanah means one is able to see Lord Krishna in everyone's heart. That is one meaning. Another understanding is Bhagavad Bhavam Atmanah means Uttamadhikari sees a living entity that isko bhava bhakti ho gaya hai. He is in the bhava bhakti stage. Sarva Bhuteshu Yah Pashyet Bhagavad Bhavam Atmanah, that this person is in the bhava bhakti stage. He is superior to me. So he is able to see, for non-living beings, he is able to see Krishna in that. In living beings, he is able to see he is better than me. And beyond that, all the living entities is able to see within Krishna also. So, Sarvam cha mahi pashya. What is that shloka in Bhagavad Gita? He sees Krishna everywhere and he sees everything within Krishna also. And in that, he has this total perspective vision, total complete vision. And this is the power of just performing deity worship properly. That one is able to actually reach to the level of Uttamadhikari. Why is it that the deity worship actually is so effective? And it actually gives results. Again, another example which Srila Prabhupada himself gave many times, and all of you know that example, but I am just repeating it. I recently saw the video in which Prabhupada speaks that example. This is a Australia morning walk. I don't know which place in Australia. It is not written in the titles of the video. But some place in Australia, and Prabhupada is having morning walk. And then as the disciples of Srila Prabhupada walking, one disciple says that, Prabhupada, all these people, they say that we are idol worshippers. We are doing idol worship. We are worshipping dolls. This is not proper. This is not bona fide. Prabhupada says that idol worship is for rascals, he said. We are not idol. I cannot say like this, Prabhupada said. He said, idol worship is for rascals, but we are doing deity worship. Prabhupada said, I have given example so many times. I again give the example. Now, you need to be a few generations before to understand these examples. Because nowadays you don't see that particular thing anywhere around. So Prabhupada gave an example of a post box. How many of you have seen a post box? I have seen in my childhood. So Prabhupada says, just see a post box. Prabhupada says that I say that this post box is actually post office. And you may say, oh, this is not post office, it's just a small box. It's painted here. But if you put a letter in that post box, the letter will go 1,000 miles away also. As long as the address on the letter is correct, the moment you put the letter in the post box, the letter can even travel thousands of miles to the right destination. But then you may say, okay, you know, tomorrow I can come and I can paint the exact same box of the same color, same black color, same that small hole at the top, that slit on the top, everything same. And you keep that box, same color, same mark, everything on it, and you put the letter in that. And Prabhupada says, your letter will remain in the box for a million years. It will not go out from there. Why? Because the post box is authorized. It's authorized by the government. Whereas this painted box by yourself is not authorized. So the process that we follow is authorized process. The DT, this particular statue, so to speak, gets authorized by a pure devotee that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, when you interact with that personality, you have experiences. And I don't feel there is anybody who is being coming here to Radha Gopinath ji or to any temple whatsoever where deity is properly worshipped has not had a personal experience of the deity reciprocating with you. Then I don't think there is any personality like this. The deity reciprocates. I don't want to mention names, but you know, we have our Prem Kishore Prabhu. Now he is one of the head pujaris. He is worshipping the Lord. But one Sunday evening he just landed here for a Shayan Darshan. Right, Prabhuji? If I am not wrong. For one Shayan Darshan he came here and he saw this beautiful chandelier and the light and everything. And he saw this beautiful singing of Gopinath and his Shayan Darshan. And he was sold out. He just became addicted to this. So how can this transformation takes place? That is because this is an authorized person. This is an authorized process. When there is authorized process, the transformation actually takes place. And the practically, therefore we have the Brahmotsav celebration every year, where devotees will come here and sit and they will give so many experiences of actual, because one time this was a famous example of Kadam Kanan Maharaj. He was giving a Bhagavatam class and he mentioned this. Somebody asked me that, have you seen God? So have you seen God? He said, no, but I have seen his hand. Like that. Means I have seen God's hand in everything in my life. In everything in my life, there has been a sometimes divine interference. Very nicely the other day, I think Nandadwar Prabhu gave the example. He said that oftentimes people here, you know, we have full faith in our intelligence and full faith in Krishna's supreme power. So, you know, you make the whole plan in your mind that this is what I want to achieve in my life. This is the education that I want to take. This is the type of wife I want to have. This is the type of child I want to have. And I have all the plans completely laid out. And then you go to Krishna, say, Krishna, please fulfill them because you are all powerful. I already laid out the whole thing. Part of your job I already done. But now you just give the blessing. And because you are all powerful. He says, but the fact is different. Fact is, you should have full faith in Krishna's intelligence. He already has a plan for you. He has laid out everything for you. And most important is that he has confidence in your strength. You have confidence in Krishna's strength, but Krishna has confidence in your strength. That you can do something. Therefore, so many times in Bhagavad Gita, he says, you know, tasmatyam uttishtha yatho labhasva. That Arjuna, you get up and you fight. You know, you will get the benefit. You have the benefit. You have the power. You can achieve. I am there with you. Remember me and fight. Don't forget me. So Krishna has confidence in our strength. Therefore, I gave that example also. You see, even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally here, or even in the case of Haridas Thakur, for instance, or any other case, like I was speaking with some other devotees also. What happened when Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they were roaming in the streets of Navdeep and they saw Jagai Madai. And Jagai Madai were in the drunk condition and, you know, completely intoxicated. And Nityananda Prabhu approached them and said, please chant the names of Krishna. Please worship Krishna. And immediately he became very angry and he hit Nityananda Prabhu. And first time he did not hit, then second time he hit. I am not going into the details of the exact pastime. The interesting part is what was the reaction of people who saw this happening. This is a problem in our country. This is a problem anywhere in the world. The people were telling Nityananda Prabhu, see, we told you don't go near to them. And now you are going near to them, see, now you have got the punishment. Right? Nityananda Prabhu is the avadhut. Actually, after hitting Nityananda Prabhu, Madhai was about to hit Nityananda Prabhu again. And Jagai stopped him. Jagai said, please don't hit. He loves you. He is an avadhut. Please don't hit him again. So, person like Jagai, who is demoniac, he is able to appreciate avadhutness or the divinity in a sannyasi or sannyasi-like person. But the people who are around, they are making fun of him. They are not saying anything. In fact, they are accusing him. So the question is, when the first time Nityananda Prabhu was hit, when first time Nityananda Prabhu was chased by Jagai and Madai, why did not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come there? There's some siren. Sorry. Yeah. So why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not immediately come there? Or even when Jagai Madai were there, they were actually in the they were always already there in Navadvipa, right? And it is mentioned that there is no limit to how much sins they had committed. That means how many women they were raping and how many houses they were looting, putting on fire, how many people they were killing. There was no practical account of that. All this is happening when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually there, present. He is living there in Navadvipa. And this is happening simultaneously. So nowadays sometimes, you know, people say that, "Arey, Bhagwan ka avatar nahi hua abhi tak. Itna sab kuch chal raha hai. Itna bekar chal raha hai. Bhagwan abhi aap avatar le lo. Please you appear. Then the problems will stop." Here he has already appeared. Still the problems are going on. So the question can be asked that why is it like this? Why did he not immediately come and stop? Because Lord Krishna wants you also to do something. Why, if Nityananda Prabhu is getting beaten, why your hands are not raising? Why all of you not come together and beat Jagai Madai up today? 100 people together sit on the body of Jagai Madai. Can they do anything? Do they have any guts to do anything? But Nityananda Prabhu is getting beaten, blood is coming from his head, and people are making fun of him. This is the problem. God has confidence in your strength. At least you should have discrimination to understand what is right and what is wrong. I remember one example. There was one lady actually in Pune temple. She was taking this lamp. Aarti lamp was there. And then she turned around and her sari got fire. And a brahmachari actually jumped there and extinguished her sari. This is important. The brahmachari did not think, "Oh, how can I touch the sari of this lady? How can I do like this?" No, at that time, that action was required. Krishna, he did not say, "Oh, let the holy fire burn this personality. Ultimately, she will go back to Godhead." All this nonsense was not thought of. He went and he interfered and he extinguished that sari. This is important. This is what is required. Krishna has faith in our actions. But we should have faith in his protection also. Then you perform the actions. That is very important. Don't make fun of things and don't wait. Because the whole, that's why nowadays all these Avengers are coming up. And you know, in our childhood we had this He-Man, Superman. Because people like to wait for some Superman to come and do something. Superman will not come. You have to become Superman. You have to rise above and do something for the purpose of Krishna. That is very important. So, sorry, I got a bit diverted. But this is important. So, this is how the bhakti has to be properly understood and experienced. And when you do this and when you perform action, then the experiences will also come. Amazing experiences will come and those experiences will remain in your heart forever. Actually, there is this prayer that we sing in the morning. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Aikya. So, I remember one time Sankirtan Prabhu was giving a class and he mentioned Chitete Koriya Aikya because he is from the Marathi background. And in Marathi, Koriya means to carve, to etch. So, he said Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Aikya. He says that you should take the words of Guru Maharaj and carve them in your heart. Like that. So that impression. So basically it means that if one actually follows the instruction of spiritual master and performs action, a tangible action based on that, then the impression of that action will actually create such a deep etch in your heart. And that impression will remain birth after birth after birth. That impression will not go away. And if you perform a sinful desire, even that impression will remain on the heart. So that is important. So there is just one story which I came across, which I want to share, and that typically shows that how this deity worship is so wonderful and it has such wonderful results. Now there are ample examples in our scriptures which should be spoken and which can be spoken, but the specific reason that I am taking this particular story, I actually heard it in a Bhagavat Saptaha. So a Bhagavad Kathakar spoke it and I heard it. I was traveling and this story was being played in a car. And the music was going on and the person was speaking. Some Bhagavad story was there and I liked the story very much. Now because it is spoken in Saptaha, you can discount about the authenticity. I will not. But some very important lessons that I learned through this, and therefore I am narrating this small pastime. That how these experiences of deity worship can actually transform a person's life. And how a person looks at it in so many different ways. So there was this one woman, and when she got married, so typically in India there is a culture that whenever a woman gets married, a small deity of Gopal is purchased. And that is handed over to this woman, and the woman carries the deity of Gopal with her to the husband's place. So Krishna, is that the father gives that small deity to the lady. The lady takes the deity. It's a very common practice in India. At least in Maharashtra it happens. Practically in every house you will see a small deity of Gopal Krishna like that. Now it is always there. So this deity was given to this lady. She went. She started worshipping this deity. So she got... She already was married and then she had children also. And even when after the children and everything, he used to regularly worship. Slowly, this lady started developing an attachment to this particular deity. And it's natural. I remember even Gaurang Prabhu, one day he gave a class and he mentioned that every deity has a specific trait of creating an attachment in the heart of the worshipper. Somehow it's there. The person slowly starts becoming attached to that deity. It's natural. You don't have to, there's no extra effort that needs to be taken. If you just worship nicely, that automatically that attachment is there. You know, and slowly it goes into your Prabhuji says, Vrajvihari Prabhu, yeah, in that para stage, the Madhyama Pashyanti stage, that. And immediately, if something happens to you, the name of the deity comes from your mouth. Like your hand gets fractured, you will say, "Oh, Gopinath," like that. Immediately, the name will come out. Because of the service and the attachment, it has gone to the Pashyanti stage. You know? Like how that story of Tenali Raman, there was this one person who came in Krishnadev Rai's court, and he could speak 16 languages. And he said that you identify which is my mother tongue. So everyone tried different ways of finding, but nobody could find out what was the mother tongue of this person. So Tenali Raman said that, okay, I have an idea. So Tenali Raman went in night where this person was sleeping. He took a bucket of water and threw on his face. And the person got up shouting galis, shouting bad words in his mother tongue. Because when you are woken up from the sleep, and you are given that shock, what comes out is mother tongue. And therefore, education in mother tongue is very important, because the language actually has gone in your Pashyanti stage. You have not realized it. And that's why, how this Sankirtan Prabhu example I gave, how did he immediately understand that Chitete Koriya came into cow? Because the language has gone so much in the Pashyanti stage that it gives you unique realizations that you will not even realize. So by serving the deity in a proper way, that attachment goes to that level of Pashyanti. In subconscious state also, you will remember that personality immediately. That is and practically you will see many examples like this. There is no one example that needs to be pointed out. That immediate thought comes in the mind. So similarly, this lady also became very attached to the deity. And then as she grew, her son got married and, the daughter-in-law came in the house. Now obviously, because this was a modern times, so the daughter-in-law was a working woman. She was a working professional. And this lady actually had become really old. So she was very particular that, if something is made in the house, it has to be first offered to Krishna. If an offering has to be made to Krishna, then Krishna has to be first ready. He should be bathed and he should be ready with all this alankar and vastra and everything. And then only offering should... And because she was then old, the daughter-in-law poor, she thinks she had to do all that. And her level of faith was not as much as this lady's level of faith. So one day this lady, daughter-in-law, was working. She was working from home. She was on a computer working from home. And the call came. Are bahu, bhog lagaya kya bhagwan ko? Say, maji, abhi aap aaj jane do na bhog. forget it today. I have a lot of work. I have to attend this call. I have this work and I have to finish it. Hey, no, no, no. In my house, unless Thakurji eats, unless Gopalji eats, nobody eats. So either you remain hungry or you do the offering. So this daughter-in-law became really disturbed. She just got up from her machine. She picked up the deity of Krishna because it was in a jhula, and then it had to be taken to a seat to make the offering. But in that haste, the deity slipped from his hand, from her hand. So Lord Krishna slipped from her hand and he fell on the ground. And you know, because it's a heavy deity of metal, falls on the ground, the sound is quite big, like thang. And then this lady, she thought, "Arey, mere lalla ko kuch ho gaya." My, because she was worshipping Krishna just like her own child. And she literally got mad. And she started crying loudly, "You know, my lalla has got fracture, my lalla has got fracture, uska haath toot gaya." So then the daughter-in-law realized, "Ke bhai, abhi bahut kuch bada problem ho gaya mere life. I have done something very wrong." So she immediately picked up that deity, took to the mother-in-law, says, "See, nothing has happened. Even a small scratch is not there. Even the color which is there has not gone. Everything is intact. Maji, just relax. No problem." She said, no. There's a fracture. There has to be a fracture. His body is so this and delicate. He has fallen from the hand." She said, "I don't blame you. It is my own fault. I should have actually gotten up and served properly." She just went in that complete tantrum. And she was crying quite loudly. So typically in India, you know, people in the neighboring, they start feeling ke abhi koi off ho gaya yahan pe, aisa, like, you know. And that is typical, koi off ho gaya kya? That's how people ask the question also. So then people started gathering around the house. Somebody probably passed and everyone was there in the house. The son was there, the lady was there, the daughter-in-law, everyone. Like, "Why are you crying so much?" "Arey, mere lalla ka haath fracture ho gaya." "Arey, who is lalla?" "That's DT." And people are like, "Come on, I mean, this DT fracture ho gaya, this and that." She was just crying. So one elderly gentleman said that, you know, "See, these issues cannot be handled with philosophy and instruction and counseling. You better call a doctor. Tell the doctor to examine the deity and say that it's all good. It's very nice. And then she will be alright." And this boy said, "But, you know, I go to doctor and he asks me who has to be examined, then what will I tell him?" So they tell him that my younger brother is there. "Whatever you want to tell him, but get." So all this thing happened early in the morning. And then this man early in the morning started looking for a doctor. Now, where to find doctor early in the morning? And here the mother is crying loudly. The neighbors are there. People are coming together. So he finally said, "Okay, now I have to go." And finally he found one doctor. He was also getting up from his sleep. And he was saying, "Abhi, kya hai?" And he said, "No, you come. My mother is crying and my brother probably has fallen down. So, okay, I'll come." So doctor came. "Okay, show me who's your brother." So he showed the deity. "Hey, this person. What has happened to this?" Then he took him aside and said, "Okay, this is the whole thing. She has been attached to serving this deity since long. And, you know, at least you do something. And then inspect this and say that he is all right." So this doctor, you know, it was a complete new experience for him. So he took the deity in hand, you know, turned around like this and said, "Maiya sab theek hai, lala theek hai aapka. No, your child is all good. Please keep him." And this lady got looking at him. She said, "Don't fool me." She said, "I know whenever a doctor comes, he uses that instrument that you put in ear and that like that. So without doing that, how can you say that my lala is good?" So the doctor was, at the stethoscope is almost half the size of the DT. So he was like, so the boy with the eyes said, "Abhi karo." Because that's the only way she's going to keep quiet. So this person took the stethoscope and then lady said, "Ki, haan, bolo usko, saas lo, lambi saas lo, aisa bolo." Said, "Haan, bhai, ab karta hun." So he touched it to the DT and said, "Abhi lambi saas lo, lalla." And he got a shock of his life. He actually heard heartbeats. In that DT. And when that doctor, he had that experience, he was not able to understand, "Now what do I tell people? Should I tell him that this is what I'm hearing? Because nobody's going to believe me." And he actually was experiencing it. And then he started sweating actually. Because he did not know how to respond to this entire situation. He could clearly detect हार्ट बीट्स ऑफ अ वेरी हेल्दी चाइल्ड इन स्टेथोस्कोप एंड ही जस्ट गॉट अप फ्रॉम दैट प्लेस वेंट एंड टच्ड हिज हेड एट द फीट ऑफ दिस लेडी एंड ही सेड दैट आई एक्चुअली केम हियर थिंकिंग दैट यू आर अ मैड पर्सन बट नाउ आई हैव रियलाइज दैट एक्चुअली आई एम द बिगेस्ट मैड पर्सन एंड देन द रीजन विच आई एम टेलिंग दिस स्टोरी And then this man, actually doctor, now this is what that, because this Kathakar said that he read this story in one periodical which is published by Gita Press Gorakhpur. So in that Gita, why the story is mentioned, this man actually later on immediately after that incident, because he was a single man, he was not a married person, he left his stethoscope there, he left his clothes there, and he straight away went to Vrindavan and became a Babaji. So why sudden transformation on this person? All of a sudden he just, that is because this Gopalji was being served in this house by this lady, but the Gopalji was also thinking in his mind that there is some devotee of mine who has completed a lot of devotional service in his past life, but now he is engaged in this worldly affair somewhere around. I need to remind him. And this entire drama was done just for this doctor to have this realization and take to spiritual life. This is the most important part of deity worship. So I remember a few years back, we had this deity installation at house of Shidama Prabhu in Borivali. And then Prabhuji was there and he was performing the entire ceremony, Radhaduti Prabhu. And Radhaduti Prabhu told a small story. So just before this entire, not story, but a fact, which he heard from Jananivas Prabhu. So just before this deity installation ceremony, the first day is the Adivas. And Adivas is a period where the deity is given nice bedding. They have given nice, dry fruits and all the objects of enjoyment. And deity is put to sleep very nicely. So then the question was raised that why you want to put the deity to sleep in such a luxurious way, so nicely. He said, because once the prana pratishtha is done, the deity does not sleep. Why the deity does not sleep? Because the deity starts worrying about people who are connected to the deity. Krishna thinks, अरे ये मेरा भक्त है ना, इसके life में ये problem हो रहा है, उसकी माँ बीमार है, बच्चे को बुखार है. Krishna is not able to sleep in the night. Krishna stays awake. You may be thinking, so this is a specific, whenever a devotee is going through problems, he may be thinking that why Krishna is not coming and doing anything. But believe me, Krishna is there next to you. If you just have that sensitivity, you will actually understand that I have never been left alone even for a single moment. And this is the power of the deity. And like that, there are so many devotees. There are thousands of them. And the deity keeps worrying about such people. And therefore the deity cannot take rest in the night. Therefore one day they are put to rest. So this small deity of Gopal, this deity of Gopal was worried about some devotee, his life is there, something is happening, and the whole thing was arranged in such a way that this person had to come. He just got that epiphany that this is the purpose of my life and I was wasting my life. And then suddenly he became a Babaji. He was already like that. But just see, this is how the deities are very active and they play a very active role in the entire community. So therefore, accepting Krishna, so Krishna is, it's very easy to say Krishna is just, he is a person. But as a person, he does everything in his capacity that a person does. Everything in his capacity. And then later on, of course, this purport goes on saying, actually there are two words, and I will just say this and then we can end the class. The two words which are in this shloka, which are very important. One, Krishna is saying that sub prema. And he is saying that all these offerings with prema, sub prema. And second word is yatha uchitam. Yatha uchitam means as appropriate. So these are the two things which are very important in worshipping deities. Sub prema and yatha uchitam. So when we are worshipping deities, there are various upcharas which are done. Upchara actually is service. Sometimes Upchar is not a treatment actually always. In Sanskrit, Upchar also means service. So there are 16 Upcharas which are done. But it is mentioned the most important Upchar of all Upcharas is Prema. Without love, the Upcharas are actually not accepted. So Prema is very important. And therefore, one time Srila Prabhupada said that if you don't have love in your heart and you are worshipping deities, yesterday only I think Prabhuji mentioned, right? So that the entire deity worship becomes like a galagraha. It becomes like a weight on your neck because there is no love. And love is actually aroused. Love is actually generated when one hears about the Lord. So the hearing about Lord Krishna, and I'm sure if your Prabhupada said this, that everyone, Prabhupada told this, that people when they go to take rest, they should read Krishna book. Right? You heard this instruction from Prabhupada. Prabhupada told many devotees that you read Krishna book. And believe me or not, if you have read Krishna book like this in the night, and then you come in the morning and stand in front of Gopinath ji, and the moment you take the darshan, everything that you have read in the night, it just comes in the mind. And you start seeing, oh, he's the same person who spoke like this to gopis, he's the same person who lifted Govardhan Hill, he's the same person who killed that Pralambasur, he's the same person who did. And it's like you start identifying the person with what you have heard, the person with what you have heard. And you have seen that even in the history, all the great personalities who have developed love for Krishna, they have developed by hearing. Rukmini Devi also, she had developed her love for Krishna because she heard. The different sweetmeat the sellers or gopis would visit their kingdom and they would speak about Krishna. She heard about it. She developed love. So the process of hearing is very nicely intertwined with this entire process of deity worship. And just so that, you know, it becomes like an emphatic fact, even when here in the night when they put Krishna to bed, they actually read Krishna book for Lord Krishna also. And I don't know how many of you have got ever that service, but it is one of the sweetest service that you can ever do, of reading Krishna book to deity as Krishna is sleeping. It's a very sweet service. I remember once, on one Sunday, we were there and we were doing this, putting Krishna to rest. And one devotee was with me. And we both were reading that pastime of Krishna discussing with Rukmini. And Rukmini is actually arguing with Krishna that how actually you are supreme. And that experience was so sweet. I mean, there is no way that I can actually express. And that pastime literally has made a heart, made a place in my heart. It's like, it's one of the most favorite pastime in Krishna book. Why it is one of the most favorite pastime? Because, you know, we read that pastime together with devotees to put Krishna to sleep. And it was a very specific, sweet experience. So this is very nice. So reading with deity or reading with devotees, hearing about the deity, hearing about Krishna, it's a very wonderful experience. And the second, so saprema, that's what creates the love in the heart of the devotee. And then the second thing is yatha uchitam. So here actually it is translated as prescribed. Yatha uchitam, translated as prescribed. The actual meaning of uchit is everyone knows. Uchit means appropriate. This is what is uchit. So how do you understand prescribed and what is suitable? So uchitam doesn't mean that you can do anything and everything. It has to be limited. Like in Bhagavad Gita purport, if you see Srila Prabhupada, or even in one of some of his lectures, Prabhupada says this, that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, patram pushpam phalam toyam, that you offer anything with love to me, but it has to be patram pushpam phalam toyam. He does not say, you know, andam, mamsam, matsyam, like that. Yome bhaktaya prayachati. So sometimes you feel that, you know, why would people give such examples? But because people are like that. They feel that, oh, this is what I like to offer. I feel this is uchit. According to me, this is uchit. So I will offer it. But no, it has to be prescribed also. Prescribed is patram pushpam phalam toyam. Yome bhaktaya prayachati. So one has to strike the balance between uchit and prescribed, and then do whatever is best. And then I remember once I was serving in the deity room, and Vamshi Vihari Prabhu, that time he was there, And he told me, you cut this chiku and offer to Krishna. And I said that, so I cut the chiku. And I said, Prabhuji, what about peeling it up? So should we peel the chiku also? He said, if you have time, you do it. If you don't have time, just offer like this. So whatever is uchit at that particular point. He says, to what? If you have time, you not only peel it and cut it, but decorate it also very nicely. So there is no upper limit to how much you can please Krishna. But it has to be uchit. It has to be appropriate for that time and place. So that flexibility is there in deity worship. So if you combine the two things, there has to be love, and then there has to be this concept of yatha uchitam. If these two things are combined, then the deity worship is complete. And it becomes very easy. Everyone can follow it, and everyone can actually take benefit of the worship also. And that's what essentially I thought of sharing from this verse. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has any questions, we can take. Otherwise, Hare Krishna.